Welcome back to Outbeat Collage. I'm Gary Carnevale, your host. I'm joined tonight by my fellow Outbeat Radio host, Dr. Diana Grayer. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Gary. So happy to be here.
Here to talk about Private Lives, Private Lies.
Yes.
The fourth production is coming up. It will be happening in Napa, January
7th and 8th. Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. matinee. Nice.
Where in Napa?
At the Lucky Penny Production. Yeah, Community Center. It's a nice spot. It's nice and intimate. It's a three-quarter round. It's the first time we've done a three-quarter round production, so it'd be interesting for all of us.
Right.
We're working on the setting now, you know, working it, so we're excited.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with the play that you wrote, tell us all about it.
Well, Private Lies. I always like to start from the beginning. It was a rejection situation that occurred. I submitted a 10-minute play. I like to tell a little bit of the story because people need to know the journey. 10-minute play contest, and I was rejected, I think, twice. And I was disappointed, and I don't handle rejection pretty well, you know. So the 10-minute play contest stirred me into this prolific path of writing different 10-minute plays that ended up to be like 20-minute vignettes for this particular play, Private Lives, Private Lies. And I was disappointed in the 10-minute play contest because I knew that who else, my mind was thinking, who else would have written a LGBTQ play? And then it was, you know, denied. So it just gave me more fire. And so I created these four different vignettes. And I thought about the community and what are the issues in the community. And relationship issue is a big one. And so one of the vignettes deals with two women dealing in their relationship. And the information that I've received from audiences, you know, from the different places is that this is so important for all types of relationships. And so I give them an outline of how you work through a relationship. So that's one vignette. And I know that's an issue in the community, and we call it Hidden Cries, but it's about lesbian bed death. So that's a really important play and vignette. And then the other vignettes, the other three, one deals with rejection. A young kid comes out he's caught in the act of being intimate with another male character, and they get in trouble from the parents, and it from this beautiful, loving, flirtatious kind of relationship to this crazy, chaotic, angry, you know, discriminatory vocabulary. Just really bad. And it's powerful, and I wanted it to be powerful. I wanted it to be dramatic so people can feel the impact of how it feels when a child is rejected from a family or rejected anywhere in society because of who they are. So that's one vignette, and then we have an intermission, and then we come back into addiction. We talk about, and I think, you know, way back, Gary, I think you and I, we had a conversation about what are the issues in the community. You know, we had the smoking, we had the meth, and we had the alcoholism, and so I chose alcoholism because it's so rampant and so wide.
Like prevalent.
You know, prevalent,
right.
And so, you know, everybody can tap into it. And it's just amazing the actors that I get for this role, for this particular scene. It's amazing how they can relate to it so passionately that it comes across so powerfully. So this is about an intervention, and you've probably seen interventions on TV. So this one particular alcoholic comes into the room with his family sitting there and friends sitting there to support him. And he's just, and it's dramatic. And I want people to feel something when they're there. So it's very dramatic and powerful. And you're going to bring your Kleenex. It's very tearful. And then the other vignette is the letter. And it's about a couple, two women getting married, and they're sitting in the living room 3 hours before the wedding, and they're having conversations and talking. But there's an elephant in the room. There's a letter that was delivered to the daughter, who one of the brides, from dad, but mom delivered it, and it's all about rejection. And so the scene is very powerful, again, because it's a process. How do you process something like that before your wedding day? You know, how does your wedding day become about you and not about other people? So it's about dealing and facing and coming head on to what's going on in the community. And I wanted to make our lives visible. I mean, you know, so basically, and we have a song. I wrote a song. Powerful song.
A beautiful song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of it, and it's even has transformed into even better. We have some great singers. Mm. So the Ukiah show was really powerful.
Yeah,
really good.
So how many actors?
17 cast members.
Yes, which is huge.
And you know.
I know, because when I read the early version of the play, I was like, oh, Diana.
Yes, I did have Gary read my play, gave me feedback.
You know what it's like working with a cast of 17. God bless you. But you wear many hats because you've directed these plays, which is the first time you've directed a play or anything.
Yes,
right?
I mean, because I know you have a lot of film background, and I called you and emailed you and got help. And so I had a sitting around for years, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually I say, okay, I just put it aside because I didn't know I was going to be doing this, really. And I met a director from Vagina Monologues. And I say, hey, I think I'm supposed to meet you. Will you take a look at my play take a read and see if would you like to, you know, if you would like to direct it? Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, let me check it out. And she called me. She said, Diana, I love it. I would love to direct it. And so we started that process. And then something happened to her that she couldn't do it. But I went to your party, Gary. You're 50. Mm-hmm. Oh, I shouldn't tell your age. Sorry. But I went to your surprise party, and I met Richard. I was so happy to meet Richard. It was like a blessing or something. And so I met Richard, and he came aboard and started mentoring me and helping me, which I'm very grateful for. And all of a sudden, he talked to me. We had a conversation, and he's telling me, Diana, I think you need to direct this. You're doing all the work. You're talking to the cast. You're casting, you know, director and doing all this other stuff. And he said, I think it's best as you do it. And I say, you know, I'm talking, looking up to the sky, creator, is this for me? You know, I'm supposed to be doing this. And it felt really natural working with the group. And so I say, okay, I'm going to take it on. And I love it. I love being the director. I love it dearly. I love working with the actors and pushing them and pushing myself and learning in the process.
Right.
Sometimes we're just natural at stuff and we don't even realize.
Right.
And so I realize that I'm doing a good job, I think. So, yeah, I am director. And I don't want to give it up. Somebody say, Diana, would you want to give up the directorship? No.
Uh-oh, you're hooked. You're hooked.
That's what it's called.
But, you know, the best directors, really the best directors, are in a way therapists and are you know, very attuned to what an actor needs or what needs to be projected from a psychological basis. Mm-hmm. So you being a therapist works out well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, and I do some therapeutic skills for practice for them, you know, especially the negative voices that we all carry. Getting rid of the negative voices.
The critic.
The critic, yeah. And I take in a lot of actors who have never been on the stage before.
Mm.
Because I believe in people. I believe if they can embody the words, embody the character, and really understand the messages that I'm trying to deliver to the audience, they can get it. And I've been very, very lucky with the actors coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got this one guy, he was there Sunday, from San Francisco, commuting from San Francisco with another actor, a friend of his, who turned us on to him. He came into the circle on Sunday, and it was like, wow. He's never been on stage. He has a beautiful voice, acting voice.
Yeah.
He's not a soft voice. He's one of those projecting kind of voices. Mm-hmm. And when he started to read the role that he was auditioning for, oh my gosh, it was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, and you could feel, we were crying. Mm-hmm. We were all like, I'm about to cry now. We were just sitting around like, yes. When you can hit the mark and you can feel that emotion, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, yeah, I love it.
Nice.
Connecting with them that way.
So four different theaters. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you're working with PFLAG.
PFLAG, yeah. So this is really great. It all started with the Ukiah show. When we went there, we got a call from PFLAG, DeLynn, the president.
Mm-hmm. I've known her for years.
Oh, really? Yeah, yep. She is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. She called, and there was a situation that happened in Ukiah, and she said, Diana, I need private lives to come there to educate the people and
her
community. And so we were there, and I said, you know what? I want to start having PFLAG sponsor us throughout, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been talking with different PFLAGs. I've been talking with the ones in East Bay and Berkeley, different chapters, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Santa Rosa. So I'm looking at the Raven. And so PFLAG Santa Rosa say yes,
they would. In Healdsburg.
Yeah, in Healdsburg. But PFLAG Santa Rosa, they're on the umbrella of the Santa Rosa PFLAG. And
right.
So they say if we go there, we can use their name as a sponsor.
Nice.
And PFLAG Napa is sponsoring the January show, January 7th and 8th. PFLAG Napa, and which is great, and LGBTQ connections are a part of that, helping us to spread the word, which is really wonderful.
In Napa, yeah.
And in Napa, yeah, and so yeah, I'm working with different PFLAGs, so I'm gonna keep moving that way.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So I know you have an event page. Tell folks how they can purchase tickets or learn about the Napa production and upcoming productions.
Well, they can get tickets from, if they can go on, well, we have a Facebook and we have an events page. And you can find that by going just looking for Private Lives, Private Lies. And you can also get tickets from Lucky Penny Productions in Napa. So they can find that on www.luckypennyproductions. Let's see. That's how you find tickets. And what was the other question?
Your website.
Yeah.
But they could just go to your Facebook page.
Yeah. And they find all the information. And please take a look on at YouTube for Private Lives, Private Lies, our promo video. It's really nice. Really good job.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just really excited about this play. We got a call from a friend who's in Benicia, and he really wants the play to come there. Mm. He's going to try and advocate for kids to come from his school because he's dealing a lot. He just recently found out about the play, and he's having a lot. Like several kids are coming out, and they can't talk to their parents because they, you know, because the family because they believe in Trump. They voted for Trump, and so. The kids are just, you know, devastated, and they don't know what to do with this change in their lives. And so he's a really great teacher. He's very dedicated, and I really appreciate Hal for really. Mm. He say if I have to have it a fields day, you know, outing for the students, he's gonna try and get a group of them to come and see the play. So the word is spreading really. Really greatly about this play, so I'm really excited for it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm always curious out there. If you're listening and you're interested in acting, you can always come. Give me a call, give me email. You know, just contact me.
Right.
Facebook, Diana Grayer. I'm always interested in actors because we have a turnaround. This particular time from Ukiah to this time, we only had one person had to leave because he already had vacation plans.
That's amazing.
I know.
What are you doing to get people to stay?
I know, but this is the best time. And then we have one woman, she just now has to have some kind of surgery, but just two people and we got them right now. So the time before, we had to find like 10 actors.
Yeah.
So, you know, something happens that people have to not show. So we're always hoping that other people will.
Right, right.
So if you're interested in acting, no experience necessary, and you just dedicated to the cause, which is, it is a cause. It's right. really important. LGBTQ community mm-hmm. cause. You're always welcome. And I'm always looking for some people to support me in this journey. I've been doing everything, Gary, from right. A to Z.
Yeah.
So I can find some social media people to help me, marketing yeah. people, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Just some volunteers to make phone calls would be
right.
great. Yeah.
And now these issues are, I don't want to say more important, but more, you know, always important, mm-hmm. but now more crucial than ever mm-hmm. in after this election mm-hmm. and what we may be facing in the next 4 years with kind of a hostile administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree totally. And that's the buzz right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody and my, my cast members are really aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a hard time with this mm-hmm. whole election thing. And so they really like even more so dedicated to the project.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
yeah.
for joining
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you again for offering this opportunity for me to share the word and spread the word.
Of course. And our listeners can hear you the first Sunday of every month.
Yes.
Your show with your lovely wife of how many years is it?
39. We just had our 39th anniversary on
Friday. Oh, my goodness.
Friday.
Right.
Yeah. That long. Everybody say, really? You only look 39. Yeah, right. Thank you.
All right, Diana.
But anyways, thanks a lot.
Of course.
Yeah.
Keep us informed.
Will do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.